When the Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development met on December 3rd, several Mount Edgecumbe High School alumni, as well as current and former staff, said that budget and staffing cuts over the past year were putting students at risk. Several said that over 40 students have withdrawn their enrollment so far this year. Tanya Kitka is a member of the school's alumni advisory board. She said conditions at the school, like limited recreation opportunities and, quote, excessively restrictive dorm culture, are negatively impacting students, and parents are worried.
Parents in general feel left out or not included in the changes that have been made and have a general mistrust of those in charge, to where they don't know who else to go to when their very real concerns don't seem like they're being addressed sufficiently. They're worried for their children, and so far the only recourse seems to be to pull their kids out of school.
Kristen Homer is a nurse practitioner who manages the school's health center, but she said she was speaking as an individual. She said budget cuts this year resulted in staff resignations and turnover, including the loss of a mental health services position.
3 days prior to the arrival of students in August, the superintendent chose to move the behavioral and mental health services coordinator position over to an academic counselor position. This left a huge gap in the dorms. There was no licensed mental health provider in the dorms, no female mental health provider in the dorms. This position was responsible for providing counseling, case management, suicide prevention, and substance use programming.
Homer said that from November 12th to the 26th, 8 students were hospitalized for suicidal ideation. That information was a bright red flag to Alumni Advisory Board member Dorothy Chase of Bethel.
It's really concerning to me to hear that there are more issues and occurrences regarding suicidal ideation. That number should be alarming. To begin with, Alaska Natives have the highest rate with suicide. All of this should be taken seriously.
Mount Edgecumbe High School has 2 principals, an academic principal and a residential principal who oversees the dorms. Andrew Frisky worked in the latter role and as the school's activities director for just over 20 years. He said his retirement last summer was spurred by major concerns about understaffing and student safety. And he said just 4 of his 14-person staff from last year remain at the school. He echoed alumni testimony and urged the board to take action by forming an ad hoc committee to investigate.
Give the group the authority to ask hard questions and bring real transparency forward with this committee and get the full picture, because I do feel that folks that make decisions are not getting the full picture of what's happened at Mount Edgecumbe. I care deeply for the school. I raised my kids there. Like I said, I worked there for over 20 years. And I'm asking you, as the only governing body at Mount Edgecumbe, to step up before another crisis occurs.
At the end of the meeting, the board's chair, Sally Stockhausen, responded to the comments. She said the state's Commissioner of Education, Dina Bishop, should get involved.
I would like to ask Commissioner Bishop and related members of the department to gather some more information regarding the concerns that we heard today, as well as more information regarding the ad hoc committee, and to come back to us at our January meeting so that we can see what needs to be done.
KCAW reached out to Mount Edgecumbe High School Superintendent David Langford, who is new this year, for comment. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.